We're also joined by Claire Hanna from the SDLP. Claire, good morning. A disastrous night for you and your party.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to try and put that much spin on it. I mean, yes, like Naomi, we did put on, actually, in numerical terms, we put on votes, but we lost share. I mean, if you look at
What went wrong, Claire, I guess, is the question. I'm sure everyone within your party will be asking.
Yes, you're right. And I think we can look at the mechanics and the lack of resources and the fact that politics is increasingly, you know, about cash, which we haven't had. But I think the zeitgeist is against us. And I think it's as vague as that. It has been polarised. It was about the DUP and Sinn Féin clearing the ground between themselves, and people were rallying to those bases. And I suppose those who don't want to see politics in that term were more fragmented. So it's a number of things. What we certainly will do is try and learn those lessons. We're not going to pretend, you know, that everything went really, really well and the ball just bounced poorly for us. You know, we will try and address that. But
it's a bad bounce. You've lost all three MPs.
Just absolutely. I'm not here trying to spin it otherwise.
Of course.
But genuinely, I'm gutted for those activists and for those members. But I'm devastated for Northern Ireland, because, you know, this, you're supposed to be in politics to improve people's lots. It's not just about the size of your mandate. It's what you do with it, basically. And I think we are facing into a Conservative and DUP coalition with no alternative voice. The chances of a deal probably much diminished, because DUP and Sinn Féin will be pumping with adrenaline, and they won't want to make or they won't have any interest in making a deal. So we'll have a disinterested London who are partisan and skint and very preoccupied. Well, so the impact for people is very poor, whatever about the impact for SDLP.
Tell me, Claire, are there questions now over Colm Eastwood and his leadership of the party, given what's happened?
No, there aren't. This isn't Colm Eastwood's fault. Like I say, I think it is zeitgeist in a lot of ways. I think Colm performed incredibly well in the debates. He played the positions as they lie. He answered the questions that he was asked, and I think he gave good answers, and I think he tried to chart a course. But we have had a polarisation, and people wanted a kind of a hard position rather than a nuanced position. But no, Colm Eastwood has had about 18 months at the top of the party, and he's had to fight four elections with, as I say, diminishing resources, and probably hasn't had enough time to build up the mechanics and he has I think the energy to do that, and he's a very good leader. And no, I don't believe there are any questions over his leadership. And for a start, we need to start looking at how we chart a course for people here, and not, as I said earlier, just give.
So it's safe to say, Claire Hanna, that you're not planning a leadership bid yourself?
100% behind Colm Eastwood.
Are you sure? Because you know the Nolan Show, we'll use this again in the future if that does happen.
Colm Eastwood has said that he's happy to serve, and I hope he is, and we're with him. We don't need to sit and scrutinise our own internal things. We need to get our brains together and start charting a course out, because this is bad for people here. It is politicians' job to improve people's lives, and things won't get much easier if politicians just strut around and have elections but no government.
Enda McLafferty?
Just clear, I wonder how much of a factor it was the fact that Colm talked up a border poll, because we know the impact that has on the unionist electorate, those unionists out there that you were depending on to carry your people over the line in South Down and Foyle.
Well, the fact is, Colm wasn't even in the manifesto. Colm was asked and he gave an honest answer. The constitutional issue, and I don't just mean the border, I mean the wider constitutional issue, has exploded onto the table through no fault of the SDLP. So all of this saying, oh, we can't talk about the constitutional issue, unfortunately, it isn't a question anymore. The SDLP have always prioritised reconciliation and stability, and we always will, but we are in a different place. I called it constitutional ground zero, and people are thinking in a different way, in a more evolutionary way, so there's no point in ignoring that. And Colm said that, yes, when the dust settles, when we see the terms, and he explained very much that this wasn't about one big push to defeat unionism or 50% plus one, or even, you know, about fiddly D Irishness. This was about, for a start, a re-entry into the European Union. And he gave, as he very often does, a sensible, thought through answer with the nuance and the shades of grey the politics required. And of course, yes, the media boiled that down to, and people, the Alliance called it beating the sectarian drum. And it wasn't. He was dealing with the realities of our politics.
In terms of where the party goes now, there is a suggestion, of course, that you, now you've lost your London link, you're going to focus on Dublin and perhaps hatch some kind of an alliance with Fianna Fáil, maybe inviting them north of the border to work together in some kind of pact. Is that a runner, do you think?
Well, for me, I don't see what that solves. No, I don't. That doesn't appeal to me. I don't think.
It's funny, it doesn't appeal to you, but I think it appeals to others within the party.
Well, you're asking me, and I'm giving you my opinion on it, and I don't think that it solves the fundamental problems. And yes, of course, when we're not there, we have to take considerably less interest in London. But the fact is, people want to say it has no impact. That has been proven to be untrue. It will have a very, Westminster will have a major impact.
And just to clarify, what would your objections be to having some kind of an alliance with Fianna Fáil down south?
Because I think the SDI, personally, I think if we're going to start to realign politics, we don't just realign it just on issues around identity and the constitution. I think we try and as far as possible get the tools to have a proper economic worldview and try and realign on a left-right basis.
Claire Hannah, thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time this morning. I'm sure you're tired as well. Thanks for coming on the programme.